Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn. And for the Chamber's upcoming events, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. And quick reminder that tomorrow actually is Eggs and Issues. So if you haven't signed up, it might be too late. But you can try. Give Rita a call at the Chamber and we'll see if we can hook you up. Botanical Gardens in the house. Darren Parmenter, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jack. And you?
Well, I am good. So this is not your normal hat that you wear.
No, and I, given the amount of baldness I have on the top of my head, I have to wear a lot of hats. But the this is through the Durango Botanical Society.
Okay.
And this is something that, you know, I was fortunate enough to be part of way back when in, you know, 2010, 2011.
Sure.
When we started this whole process, we just needed more green space that we felt like growing spaces within the city limits.
Yeah, you bet.
And so we were able to find this spot here at the behind the library, right down in, you know, in Durango, off the river trail. And yeah, so they seem to think I have a good face for radio, so that's why I'm sitting here with you today.
You and me both. Yes. So tell me about the Botanical Society, because you guys do some great, great things around town, obviously, with growing and planting and beautifying.
Yeah, and we appreciate that for sure. It's, you know, it's impressive to see what has happened over the past 8 years without a single person ever getting paid. So, you know, Cindy Smart, the executive director, there's not too many nonprofits who have an executive director who doesn't really actually take a salary.
Right.
So it's tough to do that. So there's a hard group of volunteers, you know, a good set of people who help do some fundraising, some donors. Our local nurseries have been fantastic with giving us, you know, either hardscape material, plant material, all those wonderful things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I know we just want more spaces within the city limits that are green.
Right.
That aren't always going to be turf or lawn. And have some good plant selection for people.
Yeah. So, you know, how do you guys decide what plants? Because I'm always looking, going, oh, yeah, I need a Russian sage, I need dogwood bush, I need a spirea. I mean, don't I sound like I know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Because those are like the three that I know.
Yes. Yeah, so we call you the pick and ploppers. So you walk through the nursery, you see something that has a really pretty flower, and you're like, ooh, that would looks pretty in the nursery. I'm going to go ahead and put it in my yard.
And it might not grow in direct sun.
It might not grow, right. So, you know, part of what we do through Colorado State University Extension is we do that educational outreach. So the Master Gardener classes, the classes that try to teach right plant, right place. And so that's kind of what the Botanical Society kind of, you know, their mantra or their direction as well.
Okay.
You know, we have plants, you know, Durango and La Plata County, it's a tough place to grow anything.
It
is. You know, and 2017 into 18, potentially into 19, could be a rough set of years.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, at 6,500 feet with less than, you know, 18, 19 inches of precipitation a year, really variable seasons, it's tough to grow.
Except yarrow.
Yes. Yeah, and rabbit brush.
Yeah,
that stuff can grow anywhere. But, you know, so what we, if you go down to the botanical gardens right behind the library, you'll see plants that have been there now for 5 years, four years. And if they can do okay there, then we think they can do, you know, okay in a lot of different other places. You just have to try them out on in little microclimates that you have on your property.
Now and they're labeled. I mean, if I remember right from riding my bike and going down the nature trail and seeing and stopping and looking at the different species, so to speak.
That is, and that's one of the best things about any botanical gardens is the label, because you think that you have a good memory, but you really don't.
That's why I take pictures.
Yes. Taking photos, the beauty of the smartphone and the beauty of the label, to be able to say, this is a good plant. Wow, look, I've been here a year, and a year ago, this thing was smaller. Now it's bigger. So let's see how it gets in. Oh, this would be great for this space on my property.
Sure.
So that's the beauty of it. And there's plants there that fail, you know, and it's the same thing we teach our kids, you know. Some of the best lessons are learned through failure.
Right. And
it's the same thing that we see with plants is, you know, a lot of these plants are kind of, you know, for lack of a better word, they're developed for the Front Range. There's a lot of people, you know, with money that can plant a lot of plants. We don't have the same climate as the Front Range.
Yeah. Well, and the water accessibility too. I mean, when you're in a drought, you have to sit and think, okay, you know, once the plant gets established, they become pretty hardy, and you know, but you still want to be able to have a drip system or something to water them.
Yeah, and some people even don't. You know, I can say within the city limits of Durango, my house, I'm fortunate enough to have city water.
Mm-hmm.
But once we start moving, you know, towards the outskirts and then into our rural communities.
I'm by Elmore's, yep.
Yep. Your water was turned off 1st of August.
Yeah.
So what do you do with a plant, you know, if or if it's, you can get into pasture.
Sure.
You know, all these things from the whole gamut to a tree. What do you do with something that in the heat of summer,
mm-hmm.
you don't have any water anymore?
So if I'm one of those pick and plot, pick and planters, can I call a botanical society and say, hey, can you come out to my house and give me an idea? Or what should I do to get some help?
You can. Do I think you may have the highest success rate? No. Through extension, we can do those site visits.
Okay.
You know, I enjoy doing site visits, but I'm not a designer.
Okay.
So if you want that design element, then you start to contact, you know, some of our businesses within La Plata County.
Okay. And then with the Botanical Society, where are some of the other areas that you guys have plans? I mean, I think of in the entrance to Santa Rita Park. Now, is that where the Rose Garden is and all of that that was moved, I think, from the Carnegie Building, if I remember right? Is that a botanical?
It is not. That's the Garden Club of Durango.
Oh, so to explain that difference.
Oh, why?
You didn't know I'd ask you that question.
Yeah, I did not.
And so if I'm going down the road, then you can
the
say.
Garden clubs were started just with, there's a number of garden clubs within La Plata County.
Okay.
You know, and I think that's just a group of like-minded people, not a whole lot different than the Botanical Society. But I think probably just the difference was that the Botanical Society's entire intentions are based on public spaces.
Oh, okay. There's a difference.
You know,
okay.
The Garden Club also has a little bit more educational piece. They have a meet and greet piece.
Right.
And at that one space there at Santa Rita is one of the few spaces that a garden club does maintain.
Okay.
The Rose Garden in front of the school administration building.
Right.
Was another one. That one's been there. My grandma helped, you know, maintain those roses, you know, decades ago. So there's not a whole lot of public spaces that the Garden Club they maintain. Now, there's also a lot of carryover between people who are in garden clubs who are also in botanicals.
Sure. They cross-pollinate.
They do.
Look at you. You can use that one a little bit later there, you know. So with the Botanical Society, then behind the library, are there other locations then throughout the community, or are we looking to expand?
So they're starting to wrap around the library. That's their one location because the Durango Public Library has been such a good partner.
Right.
And, you know, when you and I remember the library when it first started, it was not the landscaping like my house and probably your house is the last thing to be funded. You know, you got to get the kitchen in, you got to do the bathroom,
essentials,
the master, and then, oh, we have $20 left, let's put in a landscape.
Right.
And that wasn't a whole lot different than the library. You know, they didn't have the most exciting and enticing public space.
Right.
Which was unfortunate because a lot of the public goes there.
Absolutely.
It's very well used. So what the Botanical Society and the library have done now is they started to wrap. So that was the origin of that garden on the rail, on the river trail.
River trail, right.
But now they've started to kind of move towards the west, up and around. There's of that water detention area. Uh-huh. And that's what they're excited about now is this whole, it's the arboretum. It's a collection of trees.
Arboretum.
Yes.
That's a word new word for the day.
Yeah, there you go.
So
that's kind of the newer part of what the Botanical Society is doing. And, you know, they're kind of starting out with that's what they call the miniature or the diminutive conifers.
Okay.
Which are those that are needled species trees.
Right.
So those are the small ones. These kind of all started out as selections from conifers that were grown at high altitude, you know, above 10,000 feet-ish, you know, just kind of rough environment. So they stay small. And so the genetics is said, well, let's stay small because the bigger we get at this, you know, elevation,
harder
we're more
to
likely
sustain.
To, exactly. So they've kind of taken some selections from species that they found years ago at high elevations, and they've put them now into the landscape. So they've started with this miniature one, but they're moving into the larger trees in the different areas of the garden.
Now, if I'm you know, listening and I want to, I forgot to add too, what's the website for the Botanical Gardens? Do you have that?
They do, yeah. So it's the www.DurangoBotanicalSociety.org.
DurangoBotanicalSociety.org. And is there a donate button? Because I always look and think, you know, it'd be really cool to be able to say, I bought that tree right there, you know.
There is. Like every nonprofit, we will take your money.
Yeah.
They will love to take your money. But the beauty of this is that with this new, you know, with Arboretum, you can buy a tree.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy a group of trees called a pod.
Okay.
And then in the backside of the garden, you know, on the river trail, there are still the opportunities to buy a book in the bookcase.
Oh.
This is a really good memorial. And, you know, my family's done this. And we see a lot of folks that, you know, either love the garden or they love the library. And so they have partnered with, you know, folks at Eagle Block
mm-hmm.
to have stones that look like books in a bookcase. But then
right.
you can put whatever name you'd like onto that stone.
Well, that is so cool.
Yeah.
And donations of any amount.
Yeah. I mean, I think membership, you know, is probably one of the more affordable ways you can get into this. So membership, and you don't quote me on this, but I think it's roughly $35.
Uh-huh.
And that gets you opportunity to attend educational events. It gets you discounts at our local nurseries.
Oh, very nice.
AG's Greenhouse, Durango Nursery Supply, and Native Roots Garden Center. So all three of those places, you know, recognize the Durango Botanical Society uh-huh. and their members. And so you get these different discounts and, you know, the benefits of being a member. That's $35 a year. But then, yeah, they can go all the way up to, you know, thousands of dollars to buy whole entire pods of trees.
Right. Very cool. And again, it's DurangoBotanicalSociety.org is the website. And do they have like monthly meetings or a time that they all gather? And
it's one of those things to check the website.
Okay.
If you know, the more you check the website, the more you'll see that they do the celebrations. You know, so they have one coming up here on the 28th of September.
Mm-hmm.
So to dedicate the new garden in the botanical gardens around the library, they'll have a kind of a ribbon cutting and some tours and, you know,
very
you
cool.
get the nice coffee and donuts. And that's the morning of September 28th from 9:30 until 11.
And that's at the library?
That's at the library. Yep. You'll see a bunch of people, you know, looking at plants and
Will you be there? Just look for the guy with a big long beard, right? No, you won't be there.
I won't be there because it's the same day as my wedding. So I kind of weighed my options here.
So now, wait a minute. You're getting married on the 28th.
Yeah, I'm getting married on the 28th.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. It'll be very simple. We're riding bikes to the courthouse. And
yeah, and good for you. Thing.
So yeah.
Congratulations.
So I have an out.
Yeah.
Not of the wedding,
yeah.
of the ribbon cutting.
Yeah, well, we'll let you slide on this one. But
yeah,
and seriously, though, thank you for everything you do, because I know that I've talked to a lot of folks that have mentioned that you've helped them out with, you know, a lot of different things when they're trying to figure out, you know, all the technical stuff of where should I plant, what should I plant, how does this, what is this. So thank you
for everything
you do with the extension office.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, it's a tough place to grow. It's a tough place to farm, tough place to ranch.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we try to be there for as many of the people as we possibly can.
Now, extension office, real quick. We've got about a minute left. Your services, are they free? Is there a charge? I know I've brought soil.
Yep, almost all the time we're free. So we have three folks in our office. We have myself that does the horticulture, small-scale mm-hmm. agriculture. We have a family consumer scientist who does the food safety, nutrition, food preservation, financial management. All those things that I'm really bad at.
Yeah.
And then we have the 4-H youth program, which is kind of our shining star. So that's we have 300 plus, you know, youth involved in this
fantastic.
Program, rural, urban, whatever it is.
So,
and the vast majority of what we have is going to be free or at very, very minimal cost. That's
right.
Our hope.
And your website, if somebody wants to check out what you guys are offering.
Yeah. So we're at LaPlataCountyExtension.org.
LaPlataCountyExtension.org.
Yeah, you got it.
Wow. Anything we forgot?
You got it, Jack. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you, and appreciate again everything. And congratulations on upcoming wedding.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Good for you.
I appreciate that.
Hey, we
All
got
right.
and one more time, the it's DurangoBotanicalSociety.org.
It is, yes.
All right. Darren, thanks for coming in.
Yep, appreciate it.
We have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Chamber updates, go to DurangoBusiness.org. Have a great day.